was just talking about Cyber Monday, which happens to be today. I was reading earlier that there's a study out that says that nearly 90% of employees are shopping online during work hours today. Wanted to get a little information, a little insight from someone who has some expertise in that. It's so nice to talk again with she and her husband, Michael, are authors of the best-selling book, The Barefoot Spirit, and founders of the Barefoot Wine Company. It's nice to say hello to Bonnie Harvey. Hello, Bonnie.
Hello. It's so nice to be back, Mary.
Well, thank you so much, and happy holiday season.
Yes, it has been a very nice season. Hopefully people have been celebrating it by giving thanks for what they are grateful for.
Oh, it's so important.
And spending time with their families.
So important, Bonnie. I'm glad you started with that. I love that, because that really is the bottom line to the holiday season when you're not online shopping. And that's what a lot of people are doing today. Bonnie, you may be very aware of the study that came out, but it said that 90% of working Americans plan to shop or browse online for gifts today during work hours, and more than 20% plan to spend 4 hours or more doing so. Oh my goodness.
That is so shocking to me. Growing up in an era where I've really taken all my jobs very personally, now maybe that's because I'm an entrepreneur. Maybe if people didn't have a job and they had to go out there and make a living for themselves, they'd think differently about spending their time doing something besides what they're getting paid for during their working hours.
Well, and that's one thing that I bet an awful lot of employers around the world, I'm sure, are shuddering to hear these statistics. And you know, I don't know, do you have a sense of how many employers really monitor their employees in that way?
I think that more of them will be wanting to once they read this report. it kind of feels like spying.
Yes.
I have been very fortunate in I've managed to have a group of people that I work with that are very reliable. They're very interested in their jobs, and they realize their importance in the company and that they're part of the team. And I think that anybody that has that kind of a environment at work will really think twice about wanting to take any time off to go shopping. Now, if they feel, if they feel that they absolutely have to, maybe they should ask for an hour or two off. Maybe they should do it during their lunch break, or take half a day off or something like that. That would be respectful. Certainly you have to respect the people that are paying your paycheck, and that might be a way of getting everything that you're looking for and still showing respect for your job and for the people that are paying you.
Yeah, or do it when you get home.
Absolutely. Do it when you get home. I've also read that some people will kind of do some pre-shopping, see what it is that they're looking for, and kind of get things set up and have a real good idea in their mind about what they're going to do. And then it's not going to take you so long.
Do you see, speaking with Bonnie Harvey, talking about Cyber Monday, talking about an awful lot of people based on a study that both Bonnie and I read this morning, 90% of employees across the country are shopping online during work hours today. Aside from the holiday season, Bonnie, just in general, because you and Michael, I know, consult with a lot of companies, you've really become workplace culture experts.
Yes.
I bet that a lot of employees, any month, every month of the year, are online a lot. I mean, there's social media. There is online purchases, not just around Christmas, but there's planning vacations, which can be done online. I bet a lot of employees year-round are not being as productive as they could be.
I think this is very unfortunate, and yes, I do think that this is going on. The only way I can see to stop it is by creating an environment in the workplace where people are respected, where they know how they fit into the team, and where they respect the people that they're working for. And without that kind of respect to start off with, you're going to have all kinds of problems, and things do break down. But when you have a good support team, you see very little of these problems The only other answer I can think of is you've got an all-day meeting, and everybody must attend. That kind of nips it in the bud.
That sure would. That absolutely would. Oh, goodness, Bonnie, I love it. Hey, thank you so, so much for joining us, Bonnie Harvey. She is a workplace culture expert along with her husband, Michael Houlihan. They are the founders of Barefoot Wine. Founders.com is the website, and author of the New York Times best-selling book, The Barefoot Spirit. I remember, Bonnie, you and I and Michael talked about that when it first came out. Was that like about a year and a half ago? Or?
Well, it seems like forever ago, but our book was released in May, on May 21st.
Of this year.
Yes, it was.
It seems like longer since we've known each other.
It does, doesn't it? I think this is the third time we've talked. I don't know.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah,
goodness.
We're very happy that our book is a New York Times bestseller. So we were very happy about that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Barefoot Spirit.
What is the best website? Is it barefootwinefounders.com?
Yes, absolutely. And we write weekly blogs about business on that site. And you can sign up for the RSS feed and get them automatically. And I think it's very beneficial for anyone who's interested in starting a job, starting a business, or someone who already has a small business, and for anyone that really wants to get ahead in whatever business that they've chosen to be in.
And this is, we're getting, you know, the new year is right around the corner, so people are beginning to think about what they want their new year to look like, and if it involves entrepreneurship, BarefootWineFounders.com. Bonnie, thank you so much for joining us. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Mary, very much, and happy holidays to you and to all your listeners.
Say hi to Michael for me.
Shall do.
Okay, take
Bye.
Care. Yeah, she has a great story. I remember the first time, and it doesn't seem like just 6 or 7 months ago. Oh, my goodness. She and her husband, if you're familiar with Barefoot Wine, which is a wine that I have liked for a while, they started it literally in their garage, and they sold it, and very successful company. And talk about an American success story. I just love that. I love it. Well, I also love the fact that you are with us today. Thank you very, very much. We're going to speak with a national commentator, journalist when we come back, all about education. She's one of the country's most prominent journalists and commentators. Joanne Lipman will be with us on The Talk of Connecticut. This is Mary Jones.
This is The Talk of Connecticut, WDRC.